The Denali climbing season has ended and all climbers are off the mountain. The season wasn't without incidents, but there were fewer major issues compared to last year. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
A total of 1,163 people registered to climb Denali this year. 682 climbers successfully summited. That gives Denali a summit success rate of 59%. The other popular mountain, Foraker, had 15 people registered and a total of 8 summited. After Daryl Miller retired last year, there were a number of people who wondered who could fill the shoes of the South District Ranger that had been an integral part of the climbing community for so many years. Lead climbing ranger John Leonard stepped in as acting district ranger while a search continued for someone to fill the role permanently. He said one of the challenges facing the staff this season was the decision of NPS not to renew the contract with the Llama helicopter. The beginning of the season was a big question in many minds, as the park's decision was to go with an unknown, an A-Star B-3, and a new pilot instead of the Llama and its pilot.
Both the helicopter and the pilot, I think, far exceeded our expectations. And I just recently landed on the top of the mountain during some flight testing. Yeah, though the pilot that we had hadn't had a lot of experience in Alaska Range previous to this season. He did great, now has quite a bit of experience, and flew about 100 hours total this season and got quite a bit of experience and just did a superb job.
The rescue vehicle plays a large part in the season, Leonard adds. There were 4 deaths this year on the mountain, one that led to an 8-day search. A doctor disappeared on the West Buttress after he left his climbing party to climb a day on his own. Although the search for someone presumed dead is not fun, the search for the missing doctor this year led to solving the mysterious disappearance of 2 Japanese climbers from last year.
Going back and then now knowing where they were exactly, we were able to take and look at pictures of that same area that we took last year, and they kind of jump out of the picture. And it sort of validated the process that, I mean, literally within our first 10 pictures last year of our search, they were in there. However, we couldn't zoom in enough because of the quality image to actually see them. They just showed up as 2 rocks.
Rarely would people think that technological advances can change mountain climbing. However, Leonard says it made a difference this year in search and recovery.
Our searching method we utilize using high-resolution cameras. And last year, technology allowed us to use about a 12-megapixel camera. This year, with advances in technology, we were able to get up to 21 megapixels. So not exactly doubling the image quality, but improving it quite a bit.
Accidents aside, Leonard says the Wounded Warrior Project was one of the brightest spots in the season when a team of wounded veterans were able to summit Denali. The other bright side was the weather.
Last year we had probably the highest year in frostbite that we've ever had. This year we had just a couple cases of pretty minor frostbite. 59% of the climbers attempt to climb Denali summited. Yeah, it's a big, big number. And weather-wise, it was just a great year. And really, that's a lot of what sets the tone.
The ashfall from the Mount Readout explosion was a question earlier, but he says climbers weren't too affected.
It didn't seem to make a huge difference for climbers this year. It did make a difference for air taxis, and the airstrips went out of condition earlier than normal.
He believes that next year will be the telling point with the ashfall. Leonard says the search for a permanent South District Ranger will continue, and he expects to be in his ongoing role as lead climbing ranger next summer. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.